So they had the most gifted backcourt in NBA history, and they went out and added Klay Thompson? I guess I like it.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
What a weekend for South Florida fans. A lot of downs if you're a Miami Heat fan, but if you're a Panthers fan coming off of that parade, the rain didn't steal any of your joy there, celebrating the first championship in franchise history, 30 years leading up to the culmination of what was a spectacular Stanley Cup final. Glad y'all stayed dry out there. We'll talk more about the Cats later. NBA free agency dominated this weekend. C-Cats on the ones and twos. It's me, Theo Dorsey, right here. We're riding with you through 6 o'clock. Theoretically speaking, make sure you're tapped in on YouTube at Theo Speaking. And make sure you subscribe while you're there. We also had a great weekend here at ESPN West Palm. We had the Kaiser 7-on-7 tournament on Saturday morning. That was a good one. We were out there all day. And C-Cat, we chopped it up with some legends of the game from out here. Kyir Elam pulled up on us with the Buffalo Bills. He talked about how the Bills got better this offseason. A lot of fun stuff happening this weekend. And on top of all of that, of course, NBA free agency, which I feel kind of like that Squidward meme where Squidward is standing in his house looking out the window of his house at SpongeBob and Patrick having a good time. As a Miami Heat fan today, like, everybody's getting active. The Sixers are opening up the pocketbooks and paying everybody. Paul George, he makes the big move to go to Philadelphia. They re-signed Tyrese Maxey. You got Chris Paul going to the Spurs. That's exciting, seeing what Wembanyama could do with CP. And, of course, you got the Klay Thompson news here with the Mavericks. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference, as they keep going down and down the ladder, I'm just trying to figure out what is it going to be. Are we waiting again on another guard to be traded to us? I remember last offseason it was all about Damian Lillard, and now there's the hope that Donovan Mitchell comes and fills that void for the Miami Heat. It's also an MVP, Duffy's MVP Monday. We're going to be giving out the Duffy's MVP of the weekend later on, and make sure you stick around as well because we have a Mega Bash giveaway at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, giving out tickets for Wednesday. You know how Mega Bash gets down. Fireworks at night after the fireworks that you see on the field, on the diamond. That's going to be exciting as we see the Palm Beach Cardinals take on those Jupiter Hammerheads. C-Cat, was your weekend as kind of relaxing as mine? After Saturday, after that long day of making sure we crowned a champion at Kaiser University, I tried to get some rest and relaxation because I also saw the forecast for that Panthers championship celebration. And I don't know about you, I don't do that. I ain't trying to be out there in the rain just to see some guys roll by on the float.
I think you're downplaying how much knowledge we got from the AFC East on Saturday. The rumor mill runs through us. Like, we know the inside stuff now. We're looped in, folks. If you care about the Jets, the Patriots, you care about the Bills, it all runs through, theoretically speaking.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, Jamie and Sherwood pulled up on us going into his fourth year as a linebacker with the New York Jets. Jensen Beach native, he gave us some good stuff as well. And we did our draft, our 7-on-7 draft, which Jamie did drop that knowledge. He said, Josh Allen, 7-on-7 QB? I don't know. That was your guy. I went with Mahomes.
I've watched a lot of football on TV, Theo. I think I got this one covered. More than the guy who's played the game for his entire life.
Yeah. I mean, he's too focused on, like, filling the gaps, man. You know, you're exactly the one watching everything. He's focused on his one job, so you got this. Man, I actually can't believe, number one, I couldn't believe Jamie and Sherwood actually said that on our airwaves about a quarterback in his division. I was a little nervous for him as he was saying that. And if you want to check that out, the podcast for that on High School Game Day, wherever you get podcasts for ESPN West Palm. More shocking than that is, I mean, if you would have told me 3 or 4 years ago, looking at what the Golden State Warriors had built with their quote-unquote big three, with Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, that any of those three guys would end up in another uniform, like, in their NBA playing career? Because the common thought process, especially given that they won all of those championships together, that they did it as such a unit, they saw KD in and left KD hanging on the way out, that they would all retire Warriors lifers. If you'd have told me one of those three guys were not going to make it to the end in a Warriors uniform, I would have like never guessed Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson might have been last on that list for me behind Stephen Curry and Draymond Green. Like, that's how locked in it felt like he was with the Warriors culture. He was one of the most guys more impervious to hate from both fans of the Warriors and also just fans of the league. Like, Klay Thompson had the highest Q rating of all of those three, and it was kind of because he was unproblematic, super chill, a sharp shooter. Stephen Curry had the whole thing going where he's winning the MVPs and people are calling him the greatest point guard. So naturally there's haters that spawn from that. Draymond Green had the issue of him being a big bad bully and him being a guy that is just erratic and a guy that is, you know, just nerve-wracking, and you hate playing against him and you hate when your team is going against him. So naturally he had his haters. But Klay Thompson felt like he was locked into the Bay for the entirety of his career. And then today we learn Klay Thompson, as we saw it boiling over, all of the issues with the Warriors and the fact that he didn't feel as prioritized by the front office, 3 years, $50 million to the Dallas Mavericks. Klay Thompson going to be in a Mavericks uniform, no player option, 3 years, coming up on or playing with the team that just was in the NBA Finals, looking to see if he can add another ring to his repertoire. At 34 years old, C-Cat, I am utterly shocked at this news.
Yeah, you should be. It felt like Steph was so transcendent that he could walk into any team and be as great as Steph was. Klay Thompson was great. He was a great shooter. Yeah. What was the stat? Like maybe 4 dribbles a game, but he put up 30 points?
Yeah, he was just like, he dribbled it once and dropped 30, and that was just like an average night for him. Like if he dribbled it 5 or 6 times, you thought something was wrong. He's like, dude, was the play not working?
He might have been the little brother in the Splash Brothers relationship, but yeah, he was so perfect for the Warriors team in terms of scheme and in terms of culture. It felt like the Warriors and Klay just went hand in hand. Steph would have a career outside of Golden State. It feels weird Klay having a career outside.
And also it's because, you know, Klay is a West Coast guy. Steph Curry's from Charlotte, so people kept on hinting at maybe going to the Hornets. Also, Steph Curry being a guy that could be on the precipice of being an NBA Mount Rushmore guy, there was always that risk that eventually he would look elsewhere to see where he can go and ring chase and team up with other guys. Like you saw hints of him maybe going to Los Angeles with LeBron James early on. We saw hints of him, again, trying to have that storybook ending going to Charlotte. I don't think it's happening. Steph is going to be a Warriors lifer. But now that I see Klay going to another uniform, it has me thinking at a bigger picture of all of this, because of course, yes, the Mavericks get a new guy to throw into that rotation. Though last year, everybody was talking about how it was the greatest, maybe the best backcourt we've seen in the history of the game with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. They decided to throw another shooter on that. But what I really started to think when I saw this transaction is, man, is Klay Thompson really going to be hooping for the Mavericks next year? And who is another guy that I could see that it would just be totally dismantling? I would be just shocked, just thrown off. It would be so weird. Which other star in sports would it be so weird to see in another jersey right now? And outside of like a Klay Thompson that we just are seeing right now, my mind kind of does shift over to the NFL, over to Chiefs Kingdom. And I don't want to see it. I don't want to hint at it. And I don't expect it. But I think the one star in sports right now that I could never see put on another uniform is, of course, the GOAT en route to GOAT status, Patrick Mahomes, with those Kansas City Chiefs. Like, C-Cat, is there anybody in sports right now that it would be more weird to see in another uniform than Patrick Mahomes, who has been not just a guy that has, you know, hoisted MVPs and Super Bowl MVPs, but feels so connected to Kansas City? I mean, the dude actually has ownership in professional sports teams in KC.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how short of a career Patrick Mahomes has had so far, but because of how much success he has had, because of how much history he has written, it's automatically Pat Mahomes, Chief lifer. Can't think of anything else but the Chiefs. You might have 1%, 2% of people that might think Texas Tech Red Raider. But even if that, no. It's Pat Mahomes in the red in Arrowhead.
Now, we're going to go back to the Klay Thompson thing right quick because we have a poll up on ESPN West Palm.
Yeah, we certainly do.
Yes.
Poll of the day on ESPN West Palm. We're talking about which acquisition, during this NBA offseason so far that happened in the last 24 hours is more impactful. Paul George to the 76ers, or we've been talking about Klay Thompson to the Mavs.
That's right, and that poll is presented by Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections. It's the poll of the day. Presented by the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections. You know the August primary elections are coming up on August 20th. Now, Florida's a closed primary state. That means that voters can only vote for candidates within the voters' same party. Ineligible voters can vote in one of three ways. By mail, at an early voting location from August 10th through August 18th, or on election day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Visit votepalmbeach.gov to view your status and learn more. And we'll see you at the polls. We'll also see you on Twitter at ESPN West Palm. Make sure you cast your vote right there. The bigger acquisition, Klay Thompson to the Mavericks, the team that was in the NBA Finals. Technically they were in the NBA Finals against those Boston Celtics. Or going with Paul George, leaving the Clippers and heading east to the Philadelphia 76ers, joining MVP Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, who is newly super duper rich. Did you see the contract that came in for my guy Tyrese Maxey?
With your broke ass.
It's Maxey for a reason.
Yeah.
Like Tyrese got max. I don't know by definition max contract, but it sure feels like it.
It is. It's max money, the max that he could get on that extension. And for a guy like Tyrese Maxey, for a team like the Philadelphia 76ers, it does make me wonder and make me think, where does that have them stand in the Eastern Conference? What does that do when it comes to the Boston Celtics, when it comes to the Bucks, when it comes to the Knicks? Where do they stand now that they have fortified their future and poured money and resources into those three guys? Paul George, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey. We'll get into some of that in a little bit, actually, as we bring in Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike, who does his weekly appearances. He's doing this one early because he's so hyped up and jazzed up off of how great the NBA offseason has kicked off to. I mean, we got some fireworks, more so than I would say than last year or last offseason where we were waiting for a while, and also on pins and needles out here in South Florida, hoping Damian Lillard would come to the Miami Heat. Now it's more so hoping Donovan Mitchell will eventually be that guy to help and save this Heat franchise. If you need some help or saving out there on the roads, I mean, literally, I had my life flash before my eyes today. I thought it was over with.
Really?
The way y'all are driving on the roads. Yeah.
Man.
100%. I thought, hey, man, C-Cat, it was going to be the C-Cat show today. It's going to be you up here. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, car accident, truck accident, slip and fall. Y'all be careful. Be careful out there. But if you are in a car accident, truck accident, or a slip and fall, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, they will fight for you. They don't get paid unless you do. They'll fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. So call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. It's a Duffy's MVP Monday. We are rocking, as always, here on Theoretically Speaking. And we're going to bring in Evan Cohen after this. We got to figure out. I mean, he was the guy that was running the show for ESPN Radio for the NBA free agency special. He saw all of these deals come down. He got the first reaction out of there, and he's been locked in with the insiders. We'll get his feedback on NBA free agency, as well as maybe we'll get him to answer our poll. More pivotal, Paul George to the Sixers or Klay Thompson, a champion to the Dallas Mavericks. A C-Cat, I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
13 years, 4 championships. Now Klay Thompson's moving on from the Golden State Warriors out there to Dallas. Triple D. A lot of championships for Klay. a place that's known to have championships, just known for their championship winning efforts. That's Kaiser University. Over there at the flagship campus, they got a lot of banners hanging. The red banners, those are the national championship ones, and they've got 22 to their names, including the back-to-back national champs in men's lacrosse, three straight in NAIA women's swimming and diving. And last year, that football squad, the one we were just out there, newly led by Miles Russ with on Saturday, well, they are the reigning NAIA champions. KU's also got a bunch of regular season and conference tournament titles, as well as that Learfield Cup trophy. For all the latest on Kaiser Seahawks athletics, go to KUSeahawks.com. And for the latest on NBA free agency news, why don't we go right to the guy who was at the head of it all on ESPN Radio over the weekend. That's Evan Cohen, who you hear on Unsportsmanlike every morning here, 6 to 10 a.m., who's with Michelle Smallman, and he was reunited with Chris Canty this morning. Evan, appreciate you pulling up, and is Chris Canty, is his eye doing okay, man? I heard that there were some issues.
He came in this morning, and he was wearing sunglasses, and I'm like, oh, look at you. Like, this is the new look now coming back? He's like, I got an eye problem. I'm like, oh, okay, my bad. That's a problem. I obviously did not realize that. But, I'm not familiar with somebody that can do the eyes, but I am familiar, Theo, with somebody that can do the ears, nose, and throat. And that is my buddy, Dr. Neil Goldhaber, who suffered, if you're out there and you're suffering from snoring, like let's say in the middle of the night last night, 3:30 in the morning, you're snoring. And when the Paul George news happens, well, Dr. Goldhaber has been treating patients, ear, nose, and throat patients in South Florida for over 20 years. So longer than Clay was with the Warriors. In addition to being the nasal and sinus expert, he also treats patients with snoring and sleep apnea. He's located in my neck of the woods where I spent many years, decade plus, Boynton Beach, at the corner of Boynton Beach Boulevard and Jog Road. Dr. Goldhaber's state-of-the-art office procedures help improve breathing and nasal symptoms. Schedule an appointment so you can breathe better today and sleep better tonight. Visit him online at goldhabersinus.com or call him if you want to schedule an appointment, 561-734-3636, 561-734-3636, or Theo, just call him to make fun of him that Isaiah Hartenstein left the Knicks. He's a Knicks fan to go to the Oklahoma City Thunder. You could work that in as well.
Did you see that deal? $29 million a year for Hartenstein just to be big and rough things up next to Chet Holmgren. Like, think about, like, I was looking at the annual per year for, like, guys like Myles Garrett, for guys like Christian McCaffrey, and you could just be Hartenstein in the NBA and be making, like, twice as much as them on given years. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's what, like a 6.5 rebound a game guy for his entire career?
Yeah.
And he gets $29 million a year or whatever it is, which is just a remarkable number. And that was, Oklahoma City was the team that was first in the West last year.
Yeah.
And when the clock hit 6 p.m. yesterday, their front office was in Oregon visiting him. Like, they were in Oregon visiting the guy. Like, he was the, like, we got to wait at his doorstep guy. Like, we've heard about all these things over the course of time. LeBron's a free agent. You just camp outside his house or his offices or whatever it is. Isaiah Hartenstein is the camp out guy now? It's crazy.
You were talking about earlier getting good sleep at night. Can you help me out here, Evan? Because I think the only thing that can help me finally get some good sleep at night is if the Miami Heat office or the front office finally wakes up. Because do you think there's any deal that's going to be done that can satisfy my urge for the Heat to actually feel like a real contender in the East? Right now, it feels very dismal as I watch the Sixers fans celebrate, the Pacers and the Knicks feel good about themselves, the Magic have opportunity for improvement that you can see clearly. Even the Bucks have a little bit more glimmer of hope. But for the Miami Heat right now,
A lot more.
Is it just Spider Mitchell or bust at this point?
Well, I don't think that. So, a couple of things. Let me give you some things that I have gathered over the last week or two.
There we go.
Okay, I am curious, like you are, as to why Donovan Mitchell has not extended in Cleveland yet. My hope is for the same hope that you just brought up, because somehow, some way, Bam convinces him to go to the Miami Heat. I do not think that's going to happen. Everyone I have talked to about this, including people on the ground in Cleveland and a very connected current NBA player, has told me Donovan Mitchell absolutely going back to Cleveland. Okay? So let's cross that one off the list. My conversations with people about the Heat today off the air have gone as follows. So basically the way they're looking at it is they believe that they have a really good team if everyone is healthy. But more so, Theo, and this is not going to excite you today, but it may excite you for tomorrow, is it's almost as if they're riding out the Jimmy Butler era here, that there's like a last dance kind of thing, one more year, hoping that Jimmy plays as many games as possible and leads this group somehow, some way back to the finals and giving them a chance to win a championship like he's done two other times. Hold on.
Okay.
But wait, there's more. They are really high, from what I've gathered, on the next group, which would include but not be limited to Bam Adebayo is the face of the franchise, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Nikola Jovic, maybe Tyler Hero, and then the two guys they drafted this year in the draft. And so that is kind of the way they're looking at this right now. Now, all of that said, if there is a star caliber player, Mitchell, as you mentioned, maybe De'Aaron Fox, Bam's college teammate at Kentucky in Sacramento, Lauri Markkanen in Utah. If there is a player that is worth going for, I do believe they will go for that. But at this point, I am very frustrated like you are. I don't understand what's happening right now.
Out of all the players, and I don't know, Evan, like generally when we talk Heat together, you find a way to give me that optimism, that hope. Somehow I got a little more sad, the fact that you're telling me it's very likely we're running it back again. But I'm curious, because we were talking today about...
I can try to make you happy if you want on this, but go ahead.
Look, I have a specific question with the Heat involved here, because we were talking earlier about now that we're seeing Klay Thompson leave the Golden State Warriors. He was the second longest tenured player in the NBA with their current team, only behind Steph Curry. And you brought up Bam Adebayo as the future face of the franchise for the Heat. He's likely a Heat lifer, and I'd love to see him ride out the rest of his contract right now, or the rest of his career with the Miami Heat. But who in sports right now, which star in sports would it be most weird for you to see outside of their own uniform? And I would say Bam Adebayo is likely the one with the Heat that I would say it will be the most weird for him to ever leave the Heat and go elsewhere. But is there anybody else? Because you're a Tom Brady fan, and I'm sure at one point as a Patriots and Tom Brady fan, God, you would have never expected.
Yeah. At one point, I had this moment, and it involved the Heat, where I remember saying on the air, on ESPN West Palm, to John Martin, okay, if this can happen, anything can happen. And it was when the Lakers traded Shaq, and it was to the Heat. And I obviously know he played on another team in the Orlando Magic beforehand, but that was my moment, Theo, where I'm like, okay, you can't write anything off. But to answer your question, ironically enough, it's probably Steph Curry. Like, I can't see him playing in another uniform. The other one would be, actually, other two would be two guys on your football team, Mahomes and Kelce.
Yep.
This may sound crazy. I think it's easier to envision Mahomes playing for another team than it is Kelce playing for another team. Because to me, when Kelce's done, he's just done. Like, he's not going to play for another team. He's got too much going on positively outside of football right now. So that's my list of my big three guys. I guess I'll give you another one, and this is not for the best reasons. I would say Mike Trout, because he likes playing, anonymously with the Angels. Literally any other team would give him more attention than the team he's on. So I guess that would be weird to see him in another uniform, because it would mean that he would agree to going somewhere where maybe people would care that he's playing baseball there.
Right. Well, you know what? There's room in South Florida for Mike Trout if he does want to pull up. But, Evan, I know you got things to do, man. NBA free agency, thank you for the recap and all the stuff you've given us. And, hopefully, the Heat do make a move and I can sleep well at night.
All right, Theo. Thanks for the time, as always. I appreciate it.
Peace. That's Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike. You hear it 6 to 10 a.m. here on ESPN 106.3. And he's holding it down on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Great stuff right there with Evan. Surprising that that there is like a likelihood that the Heat actually do run it back. Watching how the East has panned out, watching how the Knicks have improved, the Celtics obviously doubled down on their unit, their talent. They're going to bring them all back next year. And the Heat front office are willing to trot Jimmy and Bam back out there again and just cross their fingers and say, do it again. Make it out of the play-in again and get straight back to the finals. Make some magic happen, Eric Spoelstra. Like, that is going to be... I mean, I think I'm falling into a deep depression, CK.
Well, who are examples of teams in recent memory, when we're talking about the NBA, that have successfully run it back and resulted in a title? I know that next year is not the end of mankind, and if running it back next year means that they're set up for success 2 years from now, that's certainly a possibility. But running it back with the expectation to competing for a title, who has done that successfully?
It would be insanity. Nobody's done it successfully after being bounced in the first round and only winning one playoff game. Like, I can't think of anybody in recent memory who's done that. But I mean, the Celtics kept running it back with Tatum and Brown.
But you add,
those are young guys.
Yeah, and you add two big pieces. Yeah. It's tough. Did the Bucks run it back? Who do they add before their title run? They might have been them.
I was going to say they brought in Jrue Holiday. That was the big change.
Yeah.
And I was going to say the Denver Nuggets, but technically they didn't have Jamal Murray because he was injured. And they brought in Aaron Gordon. Like, you have to add in the offseason in the NBA to improve and compete for a championship. That's a good one. We'll think about that one over the break. But before we go to the break,
is big.
I mean, this right here is huge. This right here is actually bigger than big. It is plans for this week. We have a giveaway at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You all know about the Mega Bash. What's Mega Bash, you ask? Well, Mega Bash is the July 4th celebration at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I mean, you get Palm Beach Cardinals, you get Jupiter Hammerheads, you get a first pitch at 6 p.m. on July 3rd. And the big part of this, there's all kind of pregame festivities with a mega kids area. But then, of course, it's the big whammy at the end. The fireworks post-game. The biggest bash in Abacoa this year is the Mega Bash. It's not just the baseball action. It's not just the great drinks and great vibes. It's the fireworks show right afterwards. And we're giving out free tickets for the Mega Bash right here on Theoretically Speaking. And you can get them. All you got to do is call in. Third caller, 888-760-3776. That's 888-760-3776. And the third caller, how many tickets we giving out to the third caller today, C-Cat?
A pair of tickets.
A pair of tickets. You and a date, you and your kid, or maybe you and a buddy.
For Wednesday's game.
For Wednesday's game, July 3rd. Mega Bash at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The number to call in and get your pair of tickets, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. I know I'm pulling up to Mega Bash this year and kicking it and watching the fireworks show and watching the fireworks that play out on the diamond. It's always a good time. 888-760-3776, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And of course, those Mega Bash tickets for Wednesday. That's just one of the Mega Bash days. Even if you don't get the free tickets there, you got two options, two opportunities to go buy them. So again, one last time, third caller, 888-760-3776. Mega Bash at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for July 3rd. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Congrats and good luck to the callers, and we'll be right back on Theoretically Speaking.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
So what y'all about these active players on podcasts getting themselves in trouble? You know, if it's not you saying the wrong thing, maybe it's just rubbing a teammate the wrong way. And I think that's what might be bubbling up out there in Dallas. What's bubbling up out here is that sun. I mean, it's been smoking. Thankfully, the rain here and there will cool it down outside. But yeah, still is not that cool out here as we enter the first day of July. We're entering the real thickness of the summer, and that world-class heat. It needs to be beat by a world-class team, especially for your indoors, and that's EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I'm a gold member with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. That means I get, well, two annual checkups, 15% off repairs, But with those annual checkups, the great thing is you're getting preventative care. You're getting them to come in and check out your system, make sure that you are good and in line. And they are a trained comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSAirConditioning.com. That's the place to go. My guy Randy is the technician that usually pulls up on us. You know, Miami Hurricane fan just like me. Also a guy of culture. We chop it up. We have a good time. But then also I know when he leaves, that air is blowing cool. That air is blowing consistently. And issues are not on me because I have the comfort and the comfortability. Not just that, but also the continuity with the team and staff that's been doing it in South Florida since 2006. Family owned and operated. EDSAirConditioning.com. EDS is yes. See, Cat, I've been bringing this up. Not as a guy that's trying to be like a, you know, raining on people's parade or a naysayer or anything like that. But I've been bringing it up that all of these active athletes with these open and hot mics in front of them, whether it's their own podcast, whether it's them going up on, you know, on ESPN, on Fox Sports or any other outlets like that, it has a chance to drive some dissension in their own locker rooms. It's a risk. It's a risk athletes are paying. I mean, thankfully we love the content, but it's very risky behavior.
You can control what you say. You can't control how somebody takes it. And that matters in a locker room. If you say something that rubs your teammate the wrong way, that impacts what you're getting paid to do, your career playing on that field.
Right. The main thing, the priority, the main check, the reason why we know what your name is and how you got the platform that you're using is what you have to go back to, especially in season. And what we're seeing right now for a certain NFC team, the Dallas Cowboys, is that Micah Parsons and is the Edge podcast, it's kind of been rubbing people the wrong way in his own locker room. He had his safety Malik Hooker join, actually a former Dallas Cowboy, Keyshawn Johnson on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast, which is All Facts, No Breaks. Love the name, by the way. If we're going to be giving out podcast name grades, I give that like a B+. All Facts, No Breaks. Malik Hooker was on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast, and apparently they got into a conversation about which Dallas Cowboys player should get paid first. They've got a decision on their hands right now. Of course, Dak Prescott, we've been talking about that one here. People thinking he's going to be getting $60 million a year or so. He's left up to be paid. You got CeeDee Lamb, who could be getting paid over $30 million a year as a receiver. We've seen how that market has ballooned. Zach Martin, the all-pro left guard. He is right guard, actually. He's en route to be paid. And then you have the Edge himself, Micah Parsons, who is going to have a lucrative contract, as a lot of people would assume he is the best defender in the NFL. Well, Keyshawn Johnson asked Malik Hooker, out of those four guys, who should be paid first, and he actually listed Micah Parsons last. And on top of that, in giving his explanation as to why he listed Micah Parsons as fourth out of those guys, he started to go in on what Micah Parsons does in his off time.
My advice would be for Micah would be, you know, just make sure we're all right, you know, and being where your feet are, because if we're at work and, you know, the run game's terrible, but you're doing a podcast every week and you know the run game is terrible, then, you know, what are you really caring about? Are you caring about the crowd that, you know, is watching your podcast? Are you caring about the success of our team in the Super Bowl that we're trying to reach?
The Green Bay Packers absolutely torched the Dallas Cowboys. And if there's any hole to poke in Micah Parsons' game, or if there's any time you want to be a detractor of what he does, because he is one of the most prolific players in the game and maybe the best defender, it's been his playoff performances. And Malik Hooker, kind of unsolicited, not just attacked his ability to maybe help in run defense, but also attacked the fact that he's behind this podcast, Mike. He's traveling the world with CJ Stroud, making all this content and whatnot. Meanwhile, Malik Hooker, the Dallas Cowboys, and all of their fan base are thirsty for a Super Bowl championship or maybe just an NFC championship berth, right? Like, the Cowboys fan base and that team, they live with the most angst, baby, because they have all of the eyes on them. They have Jerry Jones, who doesn't really help with that. He really kind of adds to it in a negative way, going all in, or also making comments about players who are actively trying to be in negotiations for a new contract. Malik Hooker seems like he's rubbed the wrong way by what Micah Parsons is doing behind the podcast, Mike. And to me, it just is a risk that might not be worth it this early in a guy like Micah Parsons' career. Now, this right here is the Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Offseason Football Report. The Baptist Health Offseason Football Report, brought to you by our friends at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. I'm never going to be one to tell a player to shut up and dribble or to not give us content because, literally we are in the business of content and we love to hear the real and the raw. But it seems like Micah Parsons started it. Malik Hooker hops on another podcast. He adds fuel to the fire. And it seems like with Micah responding back on Twitter that he is not pleased with that at all. And all of this is happening because, again, active players are behind microphones having a good time, CK.
Yeah, you like it, and I like it because we're not Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
Now, if you hear Chris Jones start his own podcast because you are a Chiefs fan, and, of course, really all-pro, fantastic defensive player with the Chiefs, Chris Jones is one of your favorite players on your team, and he gets distracted from your team, you would take issue with it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're rooting for a team, and that's why the teammates of Micah Parsons, the teammates of players who are having their own adventures outside of sports might take issue with it because you're not pulling the same weight the same way.
You ain't Chris Jones. I mean, do you know how aggravated I was last year with Travis Kelce during the regular season?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't about Taylor Swift at all. It wasn't about that in the least bit. I don't care who you date. I don't care what you do after the game, how much partying you do. He looked so bad on the field for the Chiefs throughout the year. And now you hear about how the Chiefs were trying to use him sparingly and about how they were saving him for the playoffs and whatnot. And all is right. All is, you know, do well when you win a Super Bowl. Like after the Super Bowl championship, I actually played a couple Taylor Swift songs. She got some bops, a couple jams. I got in the vibes a little bit. But again, like, it is so hard as a fan, and I can only imagine what it's like as a Cowboys fan if you have to go through a whole summer of Micah Parsons' podcast, him talking and buddying it up with C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans, and then throughout the season getting more and more content, right, with the Bleacher Report and all the other outlets he's doing it with. And if he comes up short and those Cowboys fall short again in the playoffs, like at a certain point, you know, I would never say the juice ain't worth the squeeze because Micah Parsons is the dog. But at a certain point, it does get a little bit annoying. You do get a little bit long in the tooth looking at these dudes doing that and then not performing. And it looks like Malik Hooker, forget Cowboys fans, dudes in his locker room starting safety for his team is already rubbed the wrong way by it. He doesn't like it. He's bugged.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, like doing those podcasts, doing those media hits, it is work. And their job is football player. That's work itself. So if they are instead choosing to spend time in their life for a different job rather than maybe improving their football game, maybe even, dare I say, watch the tape, and they're not taking those options, you're darn right you should be annoyed if you're a teammate or a fan.
Micah Parsons out here wrestling with sumo wrestlers and guessing cricket logos instead of putting his hand in the dirt and getting busy in the offseason. I wish we knew a Cowboys fan. We don't know any Cowboys fans out here in Palm Beach County or the Treasure Coast.
Especially not callers. No callers that love the Cowboys.
Wait. I see the phone line, but is that Joe in Jupiter?
Oh, it is.
Joe is in Jupiter. Joe's on Theoretically Speaking. Joe, are you familiar at all with this guy, Micah Parsons, the Dallas Cowboys, anything like that?
Absolutely. First of all, thanks for making me laugh. And even though I don't call all the time, I definitely listen and still love the show. It's incredible.
Appreciate it.
An hour goes by really fast for y'all, so it's hard to call in and give my take.
Right.
We
squeeze it all into this 1 hour, man. But today I wanted to open it up, man. I wanted to talk some Cowboys because I'm concerned. I'm concerned not just for you, but the health of the Cowboys. What do we have here? Malik Hooker calling out Micah Parsons, dissension in the locker room. Are you, as a Cowboys fan, are you hoping that Micah Parsons turns down all of the content machine that he's become outside of the field for Dallas?
I really hope he does. But give me a minute to touch on the Mavs after this, if I can, if you don't mind, real quick. But, yes, I am. I heard this today, and I'm like, man. And one of the things Hooker said was, you know, as long as you're performing on the field and everything is going great, you can podcast all you want. But if things aren't doing anything special like they haven't for 30 years, perform on the field and then you know, laugh and carry on and all you want as a podcaster or whatever. But things need to be proven on the field in Dallas. And I'm just to the point where, my gosh, I'm so sick of hearing about news of Cowboys players other than performance on the field.
Yes.
And, you know, so and you, the point you mentioned earlier, you were saying about in your first part of your show about a player that would shock you to go somewhere else. That'd be Dak Prescott, because I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. Such a great character for the community from all I hear, and, you know, 9 years, but that's going to be shocking. And I could see it happening next year if this doesn't happen.
Right. You can see Dak leaving or Dak re-signing with the Cowboys, what you're saying?
I could see him choosing not.
Wow.
Because they're not re-signing him right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're waiting on.
Appreciate the call, Joe.
That and CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, that's a good call right there. Dak Prescott in another uniform would look a little funky. I don't know if I would put him on the same level as guys that have like won championships with certain uniforms or certain teams. It would look weird seeing Dak in another uniform. But you know what?
What?
It would look even funkier to see Dak on a baseball diamond at Lone Depot Park.
That would be weird.
But you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't
do that. But if you do go to Lone Depot Park and pull up this week, you could see those Miami Marlins, right? We're lighting up the Miami sky on Wednesday, July 3rd. They're going to face off against the Red Sox, and there's going to be some post-game fireworks at Lone Depot Park right down the road. They also got Country Night, July 5th, the day after July 4th. Everybody makes July 4th plans. How about some July 5th plans?
Yeehaw!
You can get Country Night at the ballpark. Tickets include exclusive Marlins Cowboy hat. I mean, who doesn't want a Marlins Cowboy hat? Speaking of the Cowboys,
I'm a baseball collector in terms of giveaways. That's incredible.
That's pretty good.
A Marlins Cowboy hat, you won't be able to get that anywhere else.
I like Country Night. Get your tickets today at marlins.com/country. Pull up on the fish as they do Country Night. You got a good yee-haw right there. You been to Texas? Like, what you know about that?
Oklahoma, a little bit of Oklahoma State influence. Yee-haw!
Hot diggity dog. And you can celebrate with Team USA at the ballpark on Saturday. So after you do Country Night and you get your cowboy hat, very next day, Saturday, you pull up on July 6th, you can get an exclusive Team USA celebration jersey and entrance to an epic post-game concert. I've been to one of these at Lone Depot Park. It's actually pretty lit, C-Cat.
They do it right.
The baseball, then the concert. Like, they don't leave you hanging when it comes to entertainment. Marlins.com/tickets for tickets in general, but for the Heritage Night, go to Marlins.com/heritage to get those Team USA Day tickets. Fun times in Miami. When we come back, we got to give out our Duffy's MVP of the weekend. The Duffy's MVP of the weekend. I know our guy Joe Webb, the Duffy's president, is a Cowboys fan. He wouldn't have liked what I was saying about them boys, but maybe he would like it if Micah Parsons stayed off the mic. You'd be surprised, too, about one particular entrant into the MVP of the weekend. It's a Panthers fan with a potty mouth. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
The sweetest sound in sports. It's the MVP chants at the free throw line. And nothing better than that. Nothing better than that acoustically or vibes-wise. We're giving out our Duffy's MVP of the weekend here on Theoretically Speaking. We got three candidates today. Let's start off with candidate number one. This one actually came from the Panthers parade. An unnamed Panthers fan who was being interviewed by a pal, Alexis Frazier, at a South Florida TV station, and got a little fancy with the word choice trying to describe her favorite Panthers player.
All right, we got some people from Alabama, of course, up and down Florida. The fans are here.
Let's just say Matthew Tkachuk is a baller.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Hey, live TV, when you're feeling it, you're feeling it. That's candidate number one for MVP of the weekend. Candidate number two, C-Cat, you say it comes from the golf course.
56-year-old Jupiter native Frank Bensel Jr. He made two hole-in-ones in a row at the U.S. Senior Open over the weekend. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Two in a row is wild.
Yeah, like usually like, golf courses don't have back-to-back par threes, so yeah. It's almost impossible everywhere. Somehow did it on the U.S. Senior Open.
Congrats to that guy. That is a huge nominee. And then number three for the Duffy's MVP of the weekend goes to Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky. The rookie set a WNBA record for 10, count them, 10 consecutive double-doubles. Some people say that she was stat chasing. Some people say she was throwing it up off the backboard and grabbing it herself. I don't care who you are, what you did. 10 straight double-doubles in a professional league as a rookie. Incredible stuff. And the winner of the Duffy's MVP of the weekend, it's got to go to my guy, Frank Bensel Jr., the Jupiter native. And you know what? The greatest thing about this for him?
What?
He could pull up to a Duffy Sports Grill.
Yeah.
He can celebrate his Duffy's MVP of the weekend and his two hole-in-ones at a Duffy Sports Grill, because you know what else comes two-for-one, C-Cat?
What?
The drinks at every single Duffy Sports Grill.
What part of the day?
I mean, that would be all day, and that would be every day.
What?
At every single Duffy's. Duffy'sMVP.com. You can jump on right now. You can check out the menu. It has so many great items. I mean, award-winning burgers, award-winning wings, my favorite starters on there. If you're just getting into it, getting into your groove, you got to go with the firecracker shrimp. They've actually surpassed the amazing mozzarella sticks for me. That used to be my thing. Now I'm firecracker shrimp guy. And every single time I pull up, I'm two-for-one drink guy. And like Frank, our MVP of the weekend, two-for-one is always the wave. Duffy Sports Grill, that's the place to be. At Duffy's, our game is always on. What an amazing, immaculate Monday. Congrats to the Mavericks on getting Clay. Congrats to the Sixers on having fun as well. And Miami Heat, any day now. Just wake up. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We take you home with this. Go in love, go in peace. Go enjoy.